When morning gilds the skies, my heart awakening cries, may Jesus Christ be praised. Alike at work or prayer, lunge I repair, may Jesus Christ be praised. And that's why we're here today, and that's what we hope to do with the power and the Spirit of God. That's with us all. So pass God's peace and Spirit along as we greet each other this morning. Joys and concerns. Yes.
My first granddaughter was born on September 12th at 8:47 in the evening. Her name is Amelia Ann. She was 7 pounds, 9 ounces, and 20 and a half inches. Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I forgot to take the mic. A handheld mic back there. But I know you've been waiting to make that announcement, so congratulations. Everything's going fine? Okay, yeah. Certainly is a joy. Other joys? Concerns? Other than if the Vikings are winning, losing. I mean, they always say the last 2 minutes of those games, you watch those, it's good enough. I don't know, what do you think, all the athletes out here? I didn't know this till I drove over. Today is National Fallen Firefighters Day. And which Jay, once again, is the president, and he's conducting a service this morning as well?
Yes, I think it probably starts
at 11. Oh, 11, okay. National Fallen Firefighters Day. Jason sits.
Justin.
Yeah, Justin sits. Is in a care facility now. He's the one that fell, what, a couple months ago, hit his head. My wife asked me if he had family, did he? Does he? Yeah. We know Hutchinson, we know Hazel sits, who's related through her husband, who is deceased, but you see here, her around town quite a bit. And I saw Jim Jensen yesterday. He's at Glencoe Living with Care. He was having lunch with, across from him seated was another retired farmer. And I think he's okay with being there. Talked to Barb Stockman yesterday, and she's had another surgery, which is expected to take care of them. Her nose and the cancer in the nose. And she sent us a picture, but she said, don't share that with anyone. She's all swollen up in here. But now she can wear her glasses, though, so that's a step in the right direction. Other joys, concerns? Let's proceed then. Words based on our readings for the day. Come, all who live in the shelter of the Most High, gather together, all who trust in God Almighty. God reigns through all generations. We will praise God as long as we live. We trust in God. our refuge and our fortress. We can count on God's faithfulness at all times. When we are threatened or afraid, we call to God for protection and rescue. Worship God who richly provides us with all things. God, give thanks to the one who dwells in unapproachable light. God who made heaven and earth keeps. We will pour out our faithfulness in words and deeds. Ever-present God, we pray together, saying, let your spirit fill this place. For we need to know that you are in charge. Through the terrors of night, amid the arrows that fly by day, we need to sense your power, your protection, your higher purpose. Show us here your saving, healing strength. Grant to us such confidence and contentment that we may look up beyond ourselves to become a blessing to others. Amen. Knowing that we're not always blessings to anyone at times, we pray this prayer of confession together, saying, all-powerful God, we have become so comfortable with our advantages that we forget who makes them possible. We are so eager for riches that we wander away from faith. We consider ourselves more worthy than others to enjoy your bounty. We look down on people less industrious or differently gifted than we. We turn away from the plight of neighbors who need our helping hand. O God, forgive our misplaced opportunity. Have mercy on us and melt our hardened hearts so we may participate in the joy of your realm here and now. Amen. And know that as we confess our shortcomings, God is quick to pardon us and forgive us of all sins. We're having Sunday school today. It's Younger Disciples Day, so I ask the younger disciples, who you might be, to follow me up here. And you can go ahead and sit right now. Remember at confirmation class, we walked around and looked for some foreign words. And you know what we found, right? Remember out on the south side of the building, we looked up. I know, I don't expect you to say this, but it says, Deutsche Evangelische Kirche, St. Paulus, something like that, which means St. Paul's Church. Evangelical and Reformed Church. Because when they started our forebears, this church, they all spoke what language? German, right. Do you know any Hebrew? I'll bet you do. You know any Hebrew? Hallelujah. You heard that word before? Hallelujah mean you praise our God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Yes, indeed. Somebody out there really wants to do this song. And I think they want us to accompany them. So turn around. There's a couple sacks in here with rhythm instruments in them. Pick one. Or two if you can play two at once. I don't know. Oh yeah, the colorful maracas and the tambourine. Oh, and another or two. One maracas. Here's the way we'll do it. Stand up. Should we make them stand up too? What do you think about that? Oh, that's, they don't want to know. The Ann says no, so let's, yeah. But we'll do the hallelujah a cappella. That means without any accompaniment. goes like this, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And then the English words, praise ye the Lord. And when we go, praise ye the Lord, then you can play those instruments. Let's hear them. Play them. Hey, that's pretty good. Yeah. Praise ye the Lord. Let's try that one so far. Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Again, hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Now we're going to switch it. You're going to start first by going, praise ye the Lord, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Now big one, fortissimo, praise ye the Lord. Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, that was a run through, a rehearsal. Let's do it now. Ready? One, two, three. Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. 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 Very nice. Very nice. What? I had more air to go. Good question. Yeah, you were worried that I was going to fall over, weren't you? Yep. All right, put back the sack. We'll have a little prayer, and you get off to your Sunday school, and you have another teacher today. I won't say he's new, because he teaches, fills in for me sometimes with confirmation. But pray after me to say, Dear God, we thank you together. We praise you. We raise your name up, for you are our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks for helping me out. Helping us out, I guess. Sometimes I like to think of this song as not, it is well with my soul. I sing, it is swell with my soul. And nobody says anything about it. So pick either one as we sing this beautiful hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. Like the river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate. It is well for my soul. It is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. my sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight. The crowd shall be back as a scroll. The trumpet resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. James is coming to read from the book, Paul's letter to Timothy. And before you start reading James, I just want to briefly go over some of what we may have missed. The whole book is not part of the lectionary, so there are some rather interesting parts in there, James. Maybe you noticed them. Especially a couple of weeks ago, the reading was from 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 7, but we didn't do 8 through 15. And that's the part where Timothy urges all the men in the congregation, the men, to lift up holy hands in prayer. And the women are supposed to sit quietly and watch and not say a word. And definitely don't teach the men anything. And it goes on, there's a warning to bishops and deacons, leaders in the church. Don't love making money. Don't be greedy. And then a word to all the servants of God, have nothing to do with what my particular version said, old wives' tales. And I suppose today that might be translated to conspiracy theories. Have nothing to do with that stuff. And then there's a caution to honor the real widows. As far as I can tell, by real widows, Paul means in his letter here, those who are alone. They have no relatives left to take care of them. Real, not losing only their spouse, their husband, but in fact their whole family. And then I know it's quoted as a proof text to say that it's all right to drink, because Paul says in the fifth chapter, 23rd verse, no longer drink only water, but take a little wine for the stomach. Did you know that's where that was? Paul's letter. Might be a good thing, I don't know. No judge of that. But here's the important part, I think, and where he stresses. Remember, in the sixth chapter, he says, remember that money is the root of evil. Is that what he says? Listen carefully now, because James is going to read, and this passage is in here. And let's see if that's all that you've heard people say. Money is the root of all evil, right? Let's see if there's more to it. Go ahead and read.
Paul writes to Timothy, of course there is great gain in godliness combined with contentment, for we brought nothing into the world so that we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that can plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. And in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. But as for you, O one of God, shun all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep the commandment without spot or blame until the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, for which he will bring about at the right time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of hosts. It is he alone who has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen.
Amen.
As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather to set their hope on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasures of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life. As it says in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit of destruction, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like that of the eagles.
Thank you, James. Did you catch that little reference in there to money? I see some smiles. It's not money is the root of evil. Can you fill in the blanks there? Look at it. For the love of money is a root. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. And by love, you understand, it doesn't mean agape kind of love. It means, gotta have more. Your life becomes consumed with that. More to drink, more to eat, more riches, bigger house, blah, 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 go on. That has gotten a hold of you. That's very dangerous, what Paul is saying to the leaders in the church. Then, of course, he moved into Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless his holy name. There's a reference in Psalm 103 to another psalm about being renewed like eagles, soaring and flying. And what an appropriate, I didn't know it when I picked it, this out to say as an illustration, because the first time I heard this song was at the statewide memorial service for firefighters, fallen firefighters. The person that wrote this song, Michael Jonas, first time I ever heard him sing it, he'd just written it. And he will raise you up, you know what, on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. From Psalm 91. 1979. Wow. A song has become so popular, especially at service of Thanksgiving for a person's life. Soul music, for sure. You know, used to be soul music was a term, and it's still used, to describe music that had its roots in black gospel spirituals, songs that soul brothers and sisters would sing. And I got to know some of the brothers, the soul brothers, when I was in Vietnam. I played in a band over there, the 101st Airborne Division headquarters band. We'd play every place. But we had time off, and once in a while when we weren't performing, but I'd get together, the soul brothers, they let me join them. And we'd have jam sessions. He probably told you this story before, I don't know. But I love telling it. You know what a jam session is? You just get together and you start playing. You make up, there's no tune that's written down. You make it up as you go. And as I remember, there was a trumpet player there, a very good one. And a guitar player or two, maybe somebody who beat on a piece of wood over here, someone who clapped their hands, and then there was me with the bass guitar. And we would play, and after a while we'd stop the tape and say, well, let's listen to that. So this one time, after about 20 minutes of what probably seemed like chaos to someone else's ear who wasn't listening, joined in. And we started listening to the tape for the past 20 minutes. And somewhere towards the end of the tape, I heard the bass player, which was me, who all of a sudden stuck out. You know what I mean? Playing too loud and too many notes. So that it kind of took everything out for a few seconds. Then we came to the end of the tape and it got real quiet, and I was having a whoops moment, knowing that I had stepped beyond what I should have been playing as a bass player. And one of the brothers, I heard him say this to another brother, he says, you know that bros, he's got a lot of heart. Now, he didn't say soul. I couldn't have soul because I wasn't a soul brother. But they recognize, rather than being nasty about it, say, you know, what are you doing there, man? You know, what is that, you know? They just said, you know that bros, he's got a lot of heart. And I took it as a compliment, but yet I knew I had more work to do on soul music anyway. Others can claim this. It wasn't too long after that event when we'd have bands come in and play for us. And on this particular occasion, we had I suppose they would call it rock and roll and rhythm and blues and even soul music. It was an all-girl, we called it, or woman band from South Korea. Five or six of them, as I remember. No, none of them was over 5 feet tall. and it was fun to hear them singing soul music. If you can picture it, the song, I'm a soul man, boom, 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 boom. These women singing in, of course, the treble clef voice that they had, singing, I'm a soul man. Sure, why not? What is soul music? But soul from the heart, in response to God's grace. There's no better genre than in my book of soul music, based on the one who holds us in the palm of his hand, as the scripture says. We respond with, bless his holy name, because that Holy One has blessed us. And we return these blessings to God. Jesus, on the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew's Gospel, lists eight of them. Four start with the letter P, three with the letter M, and one with the letter H. Can you name any of them? Four with the letter P. Poor. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for theirs is the realm of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall see God. And blessed are those who are persecuted, that is, in the name of Christ, because they believe in Christ, they're persecuted. The four P's, poor, pure, peacemakers, persecuted, blessed. Huh? And Jesus goes on in Matthew 5 with the three M's. A lot of us, as we age, blessed are those who grieve, another word for grieving, mourn. For they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, or another word for meek is an H word, humble, yeah. And blessed are the merciful, those who not only obtain mercy from God's forgiveness, but live a life of mercy, giving others a break. Mercy. And then the last one with the H, can you guess it? Blessed are those who hungry, who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Maybe we don't notice our rewards, our blessings. Count your many blessings. Maybe we don't feel we bless his holy name enough. And I'm certainly one of those. How can we? That's why I love music so much, because we can turn to that and we can sing, bless his holy name. This song is written by Andre Crouch by the disciples. Andre Crouch and his disciples. And I had the pleasure of also seeing Andre Crouch and hearing him sing once years ago. He's passed on now, but he's left us some wonderful songs. We're going to sing one now. It's in your hymnal, number 55. Bless his holy name. This is our prayer hymn, and we'll sing it first, and then Diane starts playing, continues playing, and then we join in and sing it again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Same thing again now. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. 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 Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. It might seem, O God, that who are we to bless you? I mean, only in all humility, knowing that we make mistakes, knowing that we're human, knowing that we're all a little bit nearsighted or farsighted. We listen, but sometimes we don't really hear. We say God is still speaking, but are we listening? And if so, what do we hear? Do we hear the voice of encouragement? Do we hear the voice that says, turn the other cheek? Do we hear the voice that says, love one another as I have loved you? Yeah. Well, we don't know how to pray. I don't anyway, really. The words to say. And I'm comforted by that because I know you said that you send the Spirit, who is our advocate and prays for us with sighs too deep for words, with groanings and moanings, and yes, and even sometimes spontaneous cheering, where we can say, praise you. We lift your name up. We pray for ourselves, yes, and knowing that others are really us too. We think of Justin. What a terrible thing for that to happen to a young man of the family. Thankful for places that give care, like Glenfield Living with Care. All the many caregivers, doctors, nurses, attorneys, social workers, teachers, scientists, yes, scientists, that seek to uncover the mysteries of the universe, to look more closely into this complicated and beautiful world you have made. So we give thanks for all occupations and to those that are anti-scientist or anti this or that, who get grasped up by old wives' tales, by conspiracy theories, preaching a gospel of hate. May we be all the more loving and kind and caring, yet not kneeling before human kings, but before you, the King of Kings, who through and because of you made the great confession that Jesus made before Pilate, to say, yes, I am a king, but my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my followers would fight. And he died for us He rose again. Amen. So hear us, this prayer that Jesus left us to say together, to pray: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Bless his holy name. Bless his sacred name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Again, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. 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 Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We rise and we sing, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Join me in the offertory prayer as we pray by saying, What a joy to have something to give. Thank you, God, for granting us choices in the use of all you have placed on earth for our use. We have chosen this portion to dedicate for the ministry of the church in our community and in our outreach throughout the world. Make us aware of the needy at our doors, as well as lost ones everywhere who long for the bread of life. So be it. We give thee but thine own, whatever the gifts may be. All that we have is yours alone, our trust, O Lord, from thee. With Jesus and the sending of the Holy Spirit, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Let's sing it. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I am. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down, glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine. Justified fully through Calvary's love, oh, what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a Savior I came. Took on the offer of grace to send offer, he saved me, oh, praise his dear name. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in the mansion sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe. Is eternal and blessings supernal, his precious blood receive. And heaven lay down, and glory fill my soul. I sin and die, my Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. Ask that you receive the benediction now, and know that the Lord blesses you and keeps you, makes his face to shine upon you, and looks upon you with graciousness. So lift up his countenance, and may the Lord give you peace. Amen.